Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We believe he'll be available, yeah. He's feeling pretty good.
What kind of boost could that potentially be? I mean, I know he hasn't had the season he wants, but, I mean, at his best, he can you know, be a shutdown-type defender.
Yeah, you know, I think, again, another veteran guy with the absence of Dahlin, who's progressing too, which is good. I think any time you throw another guy in there, that has some experience. I've liked what I've seen in, you know, the practice since he's come back, his rehab skates, everything looks a lot quicker, a lot more efficient.
Your power play for a few weeks was maybe the league's best, and it's hit or run here. Just, and, you know, you had the one late last night, you know, it could have changed the game. Just what's been the problem, I guess, is the simplest question. A few weeks.
I mean, 90% of it is making the right play at the right time. That decision you make when you're coming up ice. That decision when you get over, like almost everybody is denying the line the way, like in a 1-3 set. Make that right decision. We were running 70-80% during that time. It's making that right decision there, and then the next play you have to make the right decision. And sometimes that's back to the strong side pointman right away. Depends on how the other team is killing. In that pass, you know, it has to be quick, it has to be efficient. Whatever that right play is, we're not making it right now. There's frustration with it. You can see that in the way they execute it. Today, again, I didn't know, but let's just be honest, I didn't like today's power play practice. We're going to work on it again. We're not. I mean, this is something that we got to fix. It was too slow. And I think that's probably in the game too. Let's quicken things up. There's not the next play isn't there. The right play isn't there, quick enough, for the group.
And decisions once you're in the zone. Decisions with the puck passing on the power play. You saw it in practice today. Is that a big?
Yeah. No. That's part of. Yeah. I'll be honest. I told you already. Didn't like today's. You know, talk to a few guys on the bench. It's not going to work this way. Not going to work. So we're not going to beat a round peg in a square hole or square peg in a round hole. We've got to change that approach. And we'd made some subtle changes when we got on a pretty good run. About making sure that we got pucks up top and we got pucks in the net, try to outnumber them real quickly around the front of the net. We're not making those decisions quick enough right now.
Is this a case where guys are thinking too much on the ice?
We're trying to stay away from things. The reason we went out today was to get more handsy, make the right play, like even the breakout drill, make the right play, put on the tape. Which we did for a good part of the game, but when the game got stressed, we didn't make enough right plays.
You know, this team last year had a terrible habit of just falling behind, chasing games, and you've eradicated that. Is that one of the frustrating things? You've had so many leads here, and you've had leads after the first period that you haven't finished.
Yes, it is. And part of that is trying to you got to believe in what you're doing, staying calm, and you know, communicating on the ice is a big part of the deal. Is if you're open, a quick yell. If we're breaking out and we want to de-reverse, I want to hear your partner talking. You know, everything sort of just adds up. But I did think the last 10 minutes we're a group that didn't make the right decision very often. We needed to take a little more time on some of our breakouts, get open a little bit quicker like we did in the first two periods, come up the ice together, and play in the offensive zone. That's the best place to play defense.
I mean, we can all see, because you've told us many times about getting comfortable when it's uncomfortable on the ice, and we can see it, what you're talking about on the ice, what's happening. How do you get them there? I mean, how do you just get them over that and get them there?
Well, we had them there a lot of games earlier in the year, right? I think losing does that, Paul. Losing does that to you. Remain positive. Talk about the right play at the right time. Just remain positive. Your partner can help you out with that right play, like just being a little bit more vocal. Believe in what you're doing. Just continue to believe in what you're doing. I mean, you look at the first period, you look at the second period, you look at really until we killed a penalty, we were doing all the right things. The game got stressed. Now help each other out. That's the group helping each other out.
You've talked about the games that, you know, earlier in the year. And I think back to the game in Madison Square Garden. Is that like almost the signature game? That's in every area just about?
Yeah, you look at that game. That game was, you know, we got a lead. We played the right way. Didn't give up a lot, but still continued to play. And you know, when that happens, you really start to like what you're doing. But you can judge your team sometimes when it's going good, and then you start judging your team when you're stressed. Can you make that right decision? Again, I'd say for 50 minutes, we were making a lot of – I mean, we had some breakdowns that cost us just like they did. But a lot of the decisions to get up ice and make plays, because we'd been talking about, well, we got shut out. Find the next play, and we were making some good plays. We just didn't get comfortable enough when that they were trying to stress us out by pinching down the walls and coming at us.
Thompson and Tuck were a really productive top line for you guys when you were having that successful stretch, you know, a few weeks back. What is it going to take to get them going again?
Well, you know, I think you saw last night they got on the board. I thought JJ had a couple opportunities. He missed out on a couple shots that could have created. There was a play in the third period. Again, they missed out on an opportunity. But I liked their game better. I thought four line-wise, it was a pretty even blend of offense. But it is about staying connected in the offensive zone and getting up the ice together.
The message to Kozak, him going down. I know you were pretty happy with his first couple games.
The message is it was a good showing. I thought last night a little bit defensively he got run a little bit. I thought his first game almost a model game defensively for a first game, which you don't usually expect. But a great two games, really, for a young man is just stepping in playing his first two NHL games.
I asked a couple players in the locker room just about some vocal leaders, obviously with Rasmus being out the last three games, and Jason Zucker was a name that obviously continuously came up. What has he brought to this room this season, just being a veteran voice and player?
Well, because he's lived it. He's lived the good, he's lived the bad. I don't know what his longest losing streak would be he's been involved with, but I'm sure it's longer than this one. You've been able to live through that. You know what it's like. You understand how hard it is to get out of that. You look at your veterans. You look at him. You look at guys that have been different places and have lived times like this.
his first running Johnson goes, I mean, you threw him right into the fire. You gave him a lot of minutes. He was on for an early goal. Just why did you throw him right into the, you know?
Skating. Skating. We're looking for skating. Getting back in a hurry, breaking out in a hurry, getting up ice in a hurry. I thought first game, the early goal, not really his fault. I didn't like our breakout. I think that's where we could have communicated a little bit better on the breakout. But number one, we looked at skating.